The sunshine and warmer weather have arrived, and it seems like overnight we went from winter to summer across the Upper Cumberland. So that means in our area that's so rich with activities to do outdoors, we need to make sure to stay sun safe. Summer safety is our topic today with the Putnam County Health Department.
Better informed, better prepared. Living a better life in the Upper Cumberland. Your health and you with the Putnam County Health Department.
Today on Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department, I'm joined with Michael Cooper and Katie Neal, both public health educators, and we're talking summer and summer safety. Thank you both for joining me today. The sun, it sure has been nice to see after all the rain that we saw this fall and winter, but just because it looks nice doesn't mean that it can't still be harmful, because it can. Katie, when it comes to sunscreen, what should we use when we're outdoors?
Okay, so we should use SPF 15 or higher. We're looking for sunscreen that blocks UVA and UVB or broad spectrum on the label. We apply sunscreen liberally, at least 1 ounce on your skin, and at least 20 minutes before you have any type of sun exposure. So we're going to apply sunscreen to all exposed skin, and remember to apply to ears, scalp, lips, neck, tops of feet, and backs of hands. And if you're using all your insect repellent, apply sunscreen first and then the repellent second. And throw away sunscreens after 1 to 2 years.
Is there something noticeable in the sunscreen, like the consistency of it, that if you can't remember how long you've had it, is there something in the consistency? Does it get kind of watered down? Or do they typically have dates on the bottles?
They do usually have expiration dates. And I don't know, like my sunscreen personally, sometimes you can open it and it'll have like water sitting at the top of it, or it'll come out and you can tell it's too thick or too thin to be used.
So just use your judgment and also look at those dates on the bottle itself to
Correct.
Make sure that, because I'm assuming that just like prescription drugs or other over-the-counter topical things, that it can lose its effectiveness.
Yes, and it can, and it will.
And so you definitely don't want to be fooled into thinking you've slathered your 5-year-old up with some 55 block sunscreen and sent him outdoors to spend 3 hours and then come back crispy.
Exactly.
So you don't want that to happen. And speaking of, if you're going to be outdoors for an extended period of time, mm-hmm. what is the time frame about how often you should reapply?
You should reapply your sunscreen every 2 hours unless you've been swimming or sweating.
And then
you should reapply it then every hour.
Okay. And then is there a time period, you know, should you just like earlier you said that you need to wait at least 20 minutes before sun exposure after you apply? Would that go, you think, for also reapplying? Should you kind of get in the go inside, get in a cooler area, reapply, and then?
Yes, I would assume. Unless you're by the pool or whatnot, you'll just reapply once it comes off. So most people that swimming or are sweating, they're going to lose that sunscreen. So reapply whenever you can.
But, you know, in knowing that it's probably not going to be at its full degree of strength of protection against the sun if you don't wait. I mean, that just stands to reason that
exactly.
If you're wet and you're putting it on, it may not be as effective.
It may not stick. You need to dry
right.
off first. Exactly.
Right. It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department. Now, being outdoors, it's about more than just the sun. There are summer-related accidents, too, that can happen. Many of them, though, preventable. And a little planning and preparation can go a long way. Michael, what are the things that we need to focus on to stay safe this summer?
To stay safe this summer, we want to focus a lot on hydration and having plenty of water. Bug safety as well, especially with mosquitoes and ticks. Playground safety, being outdoors and being with your family and little kids. Sun safety with the sunscreen. And then water safety. And when we look at water safety, we want to look at the pools and different things like that and make sure that they're taken care of properly and drinking plenty of water as well.
So drinking plenty of water is a key to avoid, overheating and heat exhaustion and dehydration.
Absolutely.
And I would assume that it would be a factor in sunstroke of not staying hydrated. That could be a factor. I don't know. I'm not a medical person, but
Yes, you want to make sure that you definitely drink plenty of water. Stay away from the Coke. Stay away from the teas and different things like that, because you don't want to have sugar in your body. And you want to replenish what you're losing, especially if you're out in the sun all day, if you're a construction worker or anything like that.
And as far as bug safety goes, that's, using some kind of insect repellent, whether that's around your house, on your body, or both, if you're going to be outside,
yes,
probably
absolutely.
Would be a good idea. Some of those citronella candles probably wouldn't hurt to have those around.
If you don't want mosquito bites, you definitely want to be able to do that
absolutely.
A lot this summer.
Absolutely. It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department. I'm Marsha Lee with Michael Cooper and Katie Neal, public health educators with the health department. Thanks so much for joining me. Katie, how can we protect ourselves in the heat this summer? Because as we have already seen, somebody flipped the switch about 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and it was 40 and now it's 100.
Exactly.
So it's going to be a hot summer, I think.
Okay, so here are some tips. Never leave infants, children, or pets in a parked car, even if the windows are cracked or open. Dress infants and children in loose, lightweight, and light-colored clothing. Schedule outdoor activities carefully for morning and evening hours. And also, like we just spoke about water safety, we also do want to stay hydrated. We know that heat-related illnesses happens when the body's temperature's control system is overloaded. And infants and children up to 4 years of age are usually at the greatest risk. Even young and healthy people can still get sick from the heat if they participate in strenuous physical activities during hot weather, which we know most children are in mm-hmm. some type of sports or after-school activity.
Or a camp. Just any number mm-hmm. of things that has you outdoors.
And so we know that.
I almost suggested working in the yard, but we know no one's children are doing that anymore.
No, they're not.
But certainly our health is something we need to take into consideration so that we don't suffer from a heat-related illness, and definitely staying hydrated and knowing your limitations.
That is true.
And making sure that you keep an eye on your kids. All key factors, I'm sure, in avoiding heat-related illnesses that could happen. We're discussing summer safety. Thanks so much, Michael. Tell us about the importance of preventing ticks and mosquitoes from biting you.
So mosquitoes can carry Zika and West Nile virus, and ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. It's important to protect ourselves from these diseases carrying insects, so we must use an effective insect repellent registered by the EPA containing either DEET or Picardian. You can also wear light long pants and long sleeves. And I know in the summer when it gets hot like that,
it's the last time you want to do that. But I know my dad would be in jeans with socks up to his knees and a long sleeve shirt and a hat on when he would work in the garden. And I would think, why are you doing that? But, you know, now that I'm older, I've got enough sense to know that that it's, you know, it's because you'll get eaten alive out there with bugs. You know, my dad was born in 1940. He wasn't a person that used insect repellent on his, you know, it wasn't happening. But you know, as you mentioned, in staying safe this summer, you know, you talked about the hydration, and the bug safety is just as important because, like you said, these bugs can transmit some diseases that have long-term effects, Lyme disease. And, you know, it seems like we hear all the time these days another case of Lyme disease. And it's truly debilitating. And mm-hmm. The effects of it can last the rest of your life.
And that's the last thing you want to happen. You want to be as safe as possible and take care of yourself. So basically, just take care of your body and protect yourself when you're going outdoors, especially if you're in the woods a lot with ticks. Because you never know where you're going to find one.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue this discussion of how to stay safe. We've covered hydration and bug safety, and we're going to continue the discussion. I'm Marsha Lee in the Henson Oakley Podcast Center. Henson Oakley providing your family's dental care and now featuring Zoom teeth whitening. Make your appointment today, and you'll be on your way to a dazzling smile. Henson Oakley Family Dentistry, West Jackson Street in Cookeville. It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department. Katie, how can you make sure that your child is safe while playing outside? We talked about playground safety being one of the important keys in staying safe this summer.
Exactly. So we like to make sure that the surfaces under playground equipment are safe, soft, and well-maintained. We always like to supervise young children at all times and around fall hazards such as stairs and playground equipment. You want to make sure your kids and your teens wear the right protective equipment for their sport or recreation activity. And you always wear a helmet when biking, skateboarding, or riding a scooter.
And that might seem hard to do right now because it's so hot and you put that helmet on and it's trapping all the heat on your head and it's just uncomfortable and unbearable. Too bad.
Too bad you need
it. Too bad you need it anyway.
You need to stay safe.
Because, I mean, it could prevent a head injury.
Correct.
And that's something that you've got to worry about.
Yes. And concussion specifically.
Yes.
Being a type of traumatic brain injury caused by a bump or blow or a jolt to the head can change the way your brain normally looks and works. And concussions can also occur in any sport recreation activity. So you always need the right equipment and gear.
Sure. I mean, wrestling, football, you know, I mean, summer hasn't even truly begun yet. And these kids are going to be on fields practicing for fall football in weeks.
Exactly.
And there's the heat.
Mm-hmm.
There's the chance for head injuries. I mean, you have a lot of concerns when it comes to those type of sports, especially as they start, it seems earlier and earlier. I know they really don't,
yeah.
But it just seems
it
that way.
Seem
and so those are certainly things to definitely consider, you know, making sure that you've got the proper equipment on so that you're protected, whether that's a football helmet or a bike helmet, whatever the case may be, you certainly want to do what you can to avoid a concussion. How can we make sure that we're safe in and around the water, Michael? That was another point we hit on, water safety being part of this overall summer safety plan.
Drownings are the leading cause of injury death for young children ages 1 to 4, and 3 children die every day as a result of drowning. Always supervise children when in and around water. A responsible adult should constantly watch young children. Teach kids to swim. Formal swimming lessons can protect your children from drowning. Learn CPR. CPR skills could save someone's life. Install a 4-sided fence around home pools.
Well, I mean, and that goes without saying, if you want your insurance to, you know, if you don't want to be held liable for something, you've got to have an enclosure that can lock around a pool. It's not only smart and safe, it's something you got to do.
You don't want kids just running around everywhere. You want to make sure they're safe and they're well,
absolutely,
they're well watched by adults. And during recreational boating, it can be a wonderful way to spend time with family and friends, but make it a priority in safety. Always wear a life jacket every time you and a loved one are out in the lake in the water. It could save someone's life.
And have a sober driver.
Absolutely.
You know, there are a lot of people that go out on the lake on, you know, for summer get-togethers, houseboat parties and whatnot. That's all well and good, but it's no different than if you were going to have a party at your house and invite people over. They need to have sober drivers when they're going to be out on the road. You know, they can ride, but they don't need to be driving, and you don't need to be in that capacity on a boat either, especially with the heat. I mean, there are a lot of different factors, alcohol and heat all combined together. You know, you're not staying hydrated, you're drinking, you know, the alcohol and the heat. I mean, it's just a recipe for disaster. So definitely do not stay behind the wheel of a boat if you're going to be drinking on the water. Now, if someone would like some more information about the topics that we've discussed today, what could they do?
You can call the health department at 931-528-2531, or you can send me an email at michael.cooper@tn.gov or katie.neal@tn.gov.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining me today on the Henson Oakley Podcast Center. I'm Marsha Lee, helping you be better informed, better prepared, and live a better life in the Upper Cumberland. Your health and you, presented by the Putnam County Health Department.